Welcome to Ask Megan, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, New York City Ballet principal dancer Megan Fairchild will be answering your questions each and every Monday. Each episode will feature an actual question submitted from someone like you. So let's get started and ask Megan.
This week's podcast is being recorded in sunny Cancun. I finally got a little vacation before I go back to the ballet. Our first question is the perfect segue, as Leanne asks, what I do for exercise when I'm on vacation from the ballet. She asks, what do you do to keep in shape during time off or vacations? I know it's important to rest as a dancer, but I also notice certain muscles, especially my rotators, lose all their strength when I'm not dancing. And her second question is, when you were training at SAB and before, what would you do outside of class to improve? This could be anything from stretches to exercises to your own ballet bars in your room. I'm interested to hear how much extra time it takes out of the studio to excel. What were some of the corrections teachers gave you, and what extra work did it take for you to implement them? Thanks so much, Leanne. My favorite way to stay in shape when I am on a layoff is a ballet bar in a pool. Usually if I really want to work out, I swim 20 laps and then I do a simple version of a ballet bar while holding on to the side of the pool for support. People sometimes give me strange looks, but you gotta do what you gotta do. It works well because usually when I take a vacation, I go to a sunny place that has a pool, and getting my laps and bar in feels really good. Doing a ballet bar in a pool is really hard, and it makes you feel fifth position in a totally different way. I also love doing rond de jambes on layer in a pool. It makes my hips feel really good because the water kind of lifts your leg for you, and you don't feel any tension in your hip flexors. I also try to take what I can from doing a pool bar and hope that it gives me some insight into proper alignment when I do regular ballet on land. I've also cross-trained on layoffs by biking in the park near my house, usually 30 to 40 minutes worth, or doing the elliptical at the gym for 20. I also keep up with Pilates and gyrotonics as much as I can, but when I'm away from my trainers, I do simple mat work to maintain. Really, though, my favorite thing is the pool, and it feels really liberating to swim. As for extra things I did when I was still training in the school, there was a Pilates room that we could use while at SAB, and we could sign up for lessons with the teacher. I spent as much time in there as possible. It was like a fun social hour, but also felt like I was able to work hard and keep my body balanced. Pilates makes my body feel strong enough to avoid injury, and that's what I really like about it. I also did a lot of yoga and meditation classes when I was at the school, and I would do the elliptical a couple of times a week when I wanted to develop stamina for an upcoming performance. I also stretched in the super splits after every class, about the ages of 15 and 16. I would put my front leg on something like a yoga block on its shortest side so it's not up very high, and I would hold the splits for a minute. I'm not naturally very flexible, so doing this every day after class as a cool down really helped me improve on that. In terms of corrections from teachers and how I implemented them, I can't specifically remember any issues I had in my training over a long period of time, but I do remember I was personally very self-conscious of my extension, especially to the front. I found it was not just stretching I needed, but also special core strength that helps you keep your leg high and not grip in your quads. Once you get past the 90-degree mark, your leg becomes much lighter and it has an easier time staying there. It really just took patience, stretching, and developing the proper muscles over time. And of course, rest is always important for a dancer. Part of really excelling is learning to find the balance between letting your body breathe and knowing when to push it. Over time, you really learn how to listen to your body, and you're able to find that balance easier. Thanks so much for your question, Leanne. Our second question this week is an audio question from Juliana.
Hello, Megan. I would like to be a professional dancer with the New York City Ballet when I am older, but the teachers at my current studio are not very supportive, and they do not really like the balancing style that much. And each class I have is kind of a different style. Each teacher teaches a different style. So I was wondering, is there anything I could do to get into the summer program at SAB? Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's not a horrible thing to learn the balancing style later in your training. I was exposed to it a little bit at age 14, but only through learning balancing variations. I didn't truly get exposed to the balancing technique until I was 15 during an SAB summer program, and then not permanently until I was 16. I actually think my more classical background gave me a really good basic technique from then which to move on and add in the fast footwork and stylized dancing of SAB and New York City Ballet. There's a book about balancing technique by Suki Shore, one of the teachers at SAB, and it might be worth reading. if you're curious about, you know, what's different. But I really think the best way to learn is by doing. You could also educate yourself in the Balanchine Ballets in the meantime and watch the videos of the different ballets on the New York City Ballet website, or maybe find clips on YouTube. The Balanchine Trust is in control of what content gets out, so it might be hard to find things, but I think it's definitely out there. And when searching for videos, make sure you look for New York City Ballet in performance. Other companies do Balanchine a little differently. Also, don't feel like you have to be a perfect Balanchine dancer to audition for SAB. Clean, basic technique is something they know how to work with and mold into what they want. Just stay working on your strength, clean technique, and not building any strange habits. Better to listen to your teachers now and then add the Balanchine in later when you're at the real school. Thanks so much for your question, Juliana. Well, I hope you liked this show. If you did, please take a moment to stop by iTunes and leave us a rating and review. If you would like to have your question featured here on the show, just head on over to balancingpoint.com. You can record directly there by going to the Ask Megan tab and following the easy directions. You can also keep in touch with me by following me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or at my website meganfairchild.com. I'd like to give a huge thank you to Kimberly Falker, the host of Balancing Point, for inspiring me and helping me make this idea come true. See you guys next Monday. Until then, happy dancing.